Yes, in Masechta Baba Kama, Mishnah starts off, Arba Ovos Nezikim. There are four Ovos of Nezikim, really should be Mazikim, Nezikim. There are four types of Nezikim that do damage. So Rashi says, Ovos, why do we call them Ovos, the fathers? Kora Lahanech Tiksivim Bekro Behedya. The things that says openly in the Torah, those are called Ovos. The Gemara Meforesh Hainio told us. And the Gemara will explain right away which ones are the toldos. In other words, when the Mishnah says Ovos fathers, means there are toldos. There are things that are underneath this category. So the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain what are called the toldos. Now Hashor, we have the shore, V'yahabor, a pit, V'yahamaver, V'yahever. So really it's a machlekes exactly what does shore and what does maver mean. We'll learn like one shan the Gemara is, that shor, that's called regel. Vahamaver, that's called chain. So Mishnah is saying, hashor, that's called regel. There's a mazik of regel when the animal walks. And while it walks, it tramples over something and does damage. That's called derech hiluchoi. While it's walking, it's called hezekoi motzui. It happens very oftenly. And therefore, the owner is supposed to watch his shor. It shouldn't walk and trample over things. So if the owner didn't watch it, the owner is chayiv. Then v'habor, if you dug a ditch in Rishus Rabin and you didn't cover it and people fall into it, you have to pay for the hezek. V'hamaveh, we'll learn one pshat in Gemara, that means shame. That means when the animal goes out and eats up food, shame is teeth. When the animal eats, there is a svar of yesh hanoli hezekoi. The animal has enjoyment by eating. So since he has enjoyment, that's also a svar that the owner should realize that his animal is going to eat things because he enjoys it. So that's a svar that the owner should have to watch it, and therefore if he doesn't watch it, he's chayiv. V'yahever, then the fourth one, the Mishnah says, that's called eish. Like Rashi says, the pasuk of Kisaytzei eish. If you make a fire even in your possession, your reshus, and a ruach metsuya takes the wind takes it out of your field into somebody else's field and does damage, you're chayiv for your eish. But according to this pshat, the Mishnah does not talk about keren. We know really by Yeshua, the three mazikim of Yeshua, there's Keren, Regel, and Shane. According to this pshat, the Mishnah does not talk about Keren, because Keren does not pay a Nezek Shalom right away. We know by a Keren, if the animal does damage through its horns, by pushing, by stressing you, then we say a Tam only pays a Chatzi Nezek, the first two or three times. So the Mishnah is not talking about Tam, therefore it only talks about Shor, which is Regel, which is right away Nezek Shalom. Bor, right away you pay Nezek Sholem. V'yamaveh, Shein, right away you pay Nezek Sholem. V'yahever, and for fire also, right away you pay Nezek Sholem right away. Now the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah is explaining now really, how come the Torah has to say all these four different types of Nezakim? What's wrong with just saying one of them, learn out one from the other? Why do we have to have all four? So Mishnah is saying, no, you can't learn out one from the other. Now it says, Loi harei hashor, karei hamaveh. Shor is not like maver, which means shor has something special to it, which maver does not have. Therefore, the Torah would only write shor, would only write regel, I would not be able to learn maver, shein, out from it. And the svar we just spoke out is, because regel is hezeka motzi. It's normal, it's walking. When the animal walks, he tramples over things. So the Torah would have just said shor. If we learn it means regel, I would only think the owner is chayiv for the regel damage, because that's hezeka motz, it happens very often. But shame that your animal should eat something doesn't happen that often, maybe you won't be chayiv. And the same the opposite way. For loy harei ha-mavik harei ha-shor. And you should know maver is not like shor, which means maver, shame, has something special to it that shor, regel, does not have. And therefore the Torah would have just written, shame, I would not know regel from it. And the svar like we just said is because Shane has a maila, Shane is yesh hanol hezekoi. It enjoys it. When the animal eats food, he enjoys eating. So that's the svar why he will do it, so the owner has to watch him. So the Torah would have just said the yisoid of mavir, of Shane, that yechayiv, if your animal eats up food, I would have thought only there you have to pay, because the animal enjoys it. But regel, which he doesn't enjoy by damaging, maybe not. That's why the Torah has to write both. It has to write the parasha of regel and the parasha of shame. Then the Mishnah goes on, v'loy zeh v'zeh, and not these two. If the Torah would have just written regel and shame, I would not know bor. You know why? I would not know eish. Why? Sheyesh ben ruach hayim. Because Regel and Shein both have Ruach Chaim, the animal's alive. Maybe that's when you have to watch it and Yechayiv if you don't. Kareya Eish, like Eish, Shein by Ruach Chaim. Eish has no life to it. Therefore, if the Torah did not write that you're Chayiv for your fire, I would have thought to say maybe a potter. Because Eish is not like live animals. That's why even after Regel and Shein, the Torah has to write Yechayiv Eish. For Loi Zeb is then, the Torah would have just written these three things. Regel, Shein, and Eish, Shadarka Leilach Lahazik. A cold ponim, it's a derech to go. It's Darka Leilach Lahazik. Even fire travels. Karei HaBor, Marshein Kein HaBor, a pit, Shein Darka Leilach. A pit does not travel, does not go. A pit stays still and you fall into the bor, into the pit. Therefore, the Torah would have not written bor, I would not know that Yechayiv. So therefore, the Torah has to write all four of them. Now, Hatzara Shavah Shavim, what's the common denominator? How are they all alike, all these four mazikim? Sher Darko and Lahazik. It's a derech for these things to do a damage. In other words, not like Keren, which we say there, Tam, it's not Urche, it's Mishuna, it's not normal. No, these ways of doing damage are all normal. It's Darko and Lahazik, for Regel, for Shane, and therefore Shmiros and Alecha. You should know that the owner has to watch it. There's a mitzvah Shmirah. And some of us learned the Mishnah teaching us that there's an Isser involved also. That since you're supposed to watch your animal, if you do not watch your animal, you're being over an Isser. And the Rambam Yonah says that you're over the Isser Leisigzol. In the Lav of Leisigzol, it says also you have to watch not to do damage to somebody else. Other of us want to say it's a limit from the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. If you see that you have a mitzvah to give back an Aveda to somebody, for sure it's Nichlo not to take away something from somebody else. So I call upon him, there's an Isser involved. When your animal does damage, you're over an Isser. That's called the Shmirasan Alecha. You have a mitzvah to watch it, and if you don't watch it, you're over an Isser. And therefore, Keshehizik, when your animal does damage, Chav HaMazik, the owner of the animal, the owner of the Mazik, has to pay. L'shalem Tashlumi Nezik. And all these four things in the Mishnah, excluding Keren, you have to pay Nezik Sholem. And the last thing is B'mei Tavoritz. When you want to pay back with karka, with land, you have to pay back the best of the land that you have, the metav of your land. If you want to pay with money, okay, shove a kesef, okay. But when you go to pay with karka, karka is different. There's better land, less better. Idius, Beninus, and Zaburius, best, medium, and less. So you have to pay back the metav of it, the best of your land. Some Achronim say that you're only chayiv to pay taku when the owner was over in Isser. That's what the Mishnah means. Shmiras on Alecha, that you should know you have a chayiv shmira to watch your animal. And if you don't watch him, you're over in Isser. And when you're over the Isser, that's what's mechayiv to pay back money. We'll talk about later on in the Masechta that there could be cases where you're not over in Isser. You didn't do any Isser, the child you still have to pay back or not. We'll talk about later. We'll see about child by an oinus. If it happens by an oinus, the Khuranish, you're an honest. It wasn't your fault to Shiloh by Odom Amazik if he's high even where it's an honest gomer or not. So my point is we're showing him. We'll see later on. Khopan Mishnah says the Shmiros and Alecha, since you have a Khir Shmira, therefore if your animal does hezik or your bor, your eish, you're chayiv for it. And therefore it's Lav Dav Kalocha that you own it. As long as you're the one that has to watch it, you're chayiv. Like if you're a shamer on it, even though the animal belongs to somebody else. But if you're the shomer, it's mutl upon you to watch it, you'll be chayiv if it does damage now. The Mishnah is saying, sorry, the shmiros nalecha. Whoever has to watch this, therefore you have to pay for it. And that's, yeah. As lav daf, you have to mamish be the owner of it. As long as it's right now in your possession, you have to watch it, and you don't watch it, you'll be chayiv for the damage that it does. Now the Gemara says, midik tani ovis, since the Mishnah starts off calls these four things ovis fathers, nechlal diika told us. There's mashma, there are told this, there are secondary, there are categories that are included in here. Now the question is, first of all, told Oseyan ki yoytzi b'hen, oy lav ki yoytzi b'hen. What's the halacha of a tolda? We'll see in the Gemara about kicking or biting, those are told us. Do told us have the same halacha like the yav or not? That's the question of the Gemara. Told Oseyan ki yoytzi b'hen, oy lav ki yoytzi b'hen. So the also Shalom Achreinim Nirshayim, the famous Griskarov here, Shalom exactly, what does the Gemara mean to say on its side, I love Kiyetze Ben. If told the same is not like the Yav, then it's not to say you're potter completely. Or else the other tzaddas maybe know, not that you'll be potter completely, but maybe they'll have different halachas. We'll see as we go along. More says like this now. There are two other places in the Torah where we have ovis and we have toldis. One is by Shabbos. Kavi Shabbos tenan ovis malachas aboim chosrachas. There are 39 ovis malachas. And the diag also there is ovis mechal dika toldis. And over there by Shabbos told the same kiyaitz of him. By Shabbos, if you do a tolda, it has the same halacha like the av itself. Loishuna av chatis, loishuna tolda chatis. Just like if you do the av v'shoigig on Shabbos, yichai v'chatis. Who are then if you do a tolda on Shabbos? The av, let's say, is planting. You take a seed and plant it in the ground. That's the av malacha. If you just water grass, you water something that's growing, that's only a tolda. But just like when you put the seed in the ground, if you show you chayiv chatis, who are then if you water it, you're also chayiv chatis. Loishna av skila, but loishna tolda skila. Loishna if you do an av, you chayiv skila. But loishna tolda skila. If you do it to nezid basro, you chayiv skila. If so, umay yikar ben av l'tolda, how come one is called an av and one is called a tolda? Like for what purpose? That they all have the exact same halachas, what do we have to call them toldas for? Smor says, Nafkamina, there is a difference. Dilu ovat shte ovis padi adodi. If you do two ovis, let's say with one forgetting, let's say you baked on Shabbos, and also you wash clothing on Shabbos, so you do two different malachas, even though it's for one shagig, you forgot today is Shabbos. Inam yerels shte toldas. You do two different toldas from two different ovis. Pahadi adodi together, even though it's with one forgetting, mechayiv akol chodah v'chodah, yechayiv a special chiyuv chatis for each av. If you do two ovis on Shabbos, yechayiv two korban chatis b'shoigig. If you do two different toldos, yechayiv still two different korban chatis. But v'ilu ovid av v'toldo the day, but let's say somebody puts the seed in the ground, and then he goes to water it, that he did an av of zereya, and then he does the toldo of zereya, lo mechayiv v'lechodah, then yoni chayiv one chatis. That's enough for me to know what's called an av and what's called a tolda. So whatever's called an av, if you do two of them, you always chayiv two chatois. But what's called tolda, so you have to know, sometimes you're not chayiv a second chiv for the tolda. If the tolda is the tolda of this av, then you only chayiv one chatois. And the more says though, but Ula Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the mechayiv a tolda b'mokam av, he holds no. He holds even when you first put the seed in the ground, and then you water it. You do the tolder of the same av, still yechayiv two chatois. That's what he holds, like Rashi says. The ovet av the tolder the day. If you do the av of planting a seed, and you do the tolder of it, you water it, mechayiv tati chatois, he holds yechayiv two chatois from the Sefer Tachrisis. Perek Amloi, Kula Seir. Rashi, Stam says, Kula ovet malachas, the Mishkan Yerminu Lov, the Sefer Shabbos. Ovet malachas, the Shabbos, going up on the Mishkan. But I call upon him, according to Rebbe Lezer, that yechayiv for tolder of the same av. Says so again, am I curly yav, am I curly tolda? For what purpose is it called an av and a tolda? It always has the exact same halacha. So Mishnah says true, just hach to have it be Mishkan chashiva, curly yav. The malachas that were in the Mishkan, that was chashiva malacha, like we said, baking, planting, writing, the lamates malachas, that's called an av. But hach to lay heavy be Mishkan chashiva, the ones that were in the Mishkan, but it's not chashiv, not a special malacha, curl the tolda. That's how they call the tolda. There are a lot of different pshatim exactly, minus kamina, for what purpose? Toizdaz of pshat is the Gemara in Shabbat that says that when you give hasroah, when you warn him, so the hasroah has to be from the yav. You have to always speak out the yav. Like if you warn the person, don't water the plants, you have to tell him, you should know. If you water the plants, don't do it, because you're being over a tolder of the yav of Zareya. See, so what does the Gemara say? That's nafkamina. What's called an av? What's called a tolda? So one pshat Tosfos says is v'yoyishleima dezel shematares. That's exactly what the Gemara means. Tosfos says that hach tevi b'mishkan the malachas that were in the Mishkan korli av. What does that mean? V'tzorach lahasrois hatolda b'shmo. So when a person does the tolda, you have to warn him. Don't water the seeds now, because watering the seeds is a tolda of the av of Zareya. That's good for what it means. That avos means you always have to warn him in the name of the av. In other words, warning means tell the guy don't do it. And he has to hear what it means. I'm not allowed to do it. So the avos, everybody knows that's an av you're not allowed to do. So if you warn a guy, don't plant, he'll understand it. But sometimes it just said the told alone, it means nothing to the guy. What's wrong with watering grass? There's no malach in watering grass. That's why you have to warn him in the name of the av. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Hachdav Mishkan Chashiva, the ones that were Chashiva Malachas, everybody knows that's called a Malacha. So if you warn a guy, don't write, everybody knows you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. But that's a Chashiva thing that was done in the Mishkan. So even though now he's doing a tolder of it, but you have to warn him, don't water, because watering is a tolder of planting. That's the Lashon of what's Chashiva in the Mishkan, those are called Ovis. But we're not Chashiva, not called Ovis, only told us. By Shabbos, all the Toldos have the exact same halacha like the Ovis. Now, a second place in the Torah where we find Ovis and Toldos is by Tumah. Tumah says, now, Gabi Tumah is Tanan. By Hilchos Tumah also we learned. Ovis HaTumis. What are the Ovis of Tumas, which is Matama Odom and Kelim, HaSheret, the Sheret itself, Yashif HaZera,